river float that we're on right now. It's, what time is it? 10:10 p.m. And
we're on the water.
We are on the water with 80 other people. Floating from Highway 83, the bridge at Highway 83 back to
Juliet.
Yeah. And it's a, what the Okmulgee Outdoor Expeditions calls a full moon float. And we are, we put in just after sunset and we're floating for about 5 or 6 miles, I think.
Is that how far?
Yeah, it's 2 hours, 5 miles. I might be wrong, but I think that's about what it was.
I believe you.
Yeah. Down the Okmulgee. And this is all of the paddling that we have done today. We had a restful day. It was Sarah's dad's birthday.
He's 82 today. Yeah. Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Anna. And we just had a really easy day in Juliet.
Juliet, we should mention, is this spot that is... where there's been big trouble in terms of the water quality.
Not actually in the river, but in the groundwater.
Because of a coal plant.
They have an unlined coal ash pit that they're not required, that the state doesn't require Georgia Power to maintain or rectify, but it's literally poisoning the residents and causing mass death and cancer. So there's quite a big fight going on against the power company, really poisoning the citizens of the area.
And Fletcher Sams, who's the Altamaha Riverkeeper, has been leading a lot of that fight and is doing an amazing job. There's a great documentary about his work called Saving Juliet.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We recommend watching.
But we've been the recipients of the kind hospitality of the folks at Juliet today in the cute little town. And
we had some bright green tomatoes.
We did. I didn't actually tell you this. I talked to a guy who works on the railroad, DeMario.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was DeMario. And we talked about the project. He talked me through different like objects that were sort of strewn along the railroad track, and the railroads are really loud here, and they run quite frequently. And he told me that this is what they call a hotline. So it's a very frequent, frequently traveled, frequently utilized line. And he talked me through a lot of the different, like what a lot of the different kind of bolts and fasteners do, for the railroad in different seasons. And, but then I told him about the project and he was just, quite insightful about, cause I'm, you know, it's sort of, I'm actually coming closer to the place where I grew up as we travel on the river. It's just an interesting thing. It's something I never thought I would have gotten on a kayak and floated towards my home from from Atlanta. I mean, it's just not anything that would have ever crossed my mind. He was just, you know, kind of pontificating on like how life takes you in all these different places that you never kind of anticipate, but that, you know, that the work that we're doing, it's actually, you know, bringing, you know, good healing energy to my home, you know, and like how that's such a beautiful and noble thing to do, even if you didn't anticipate that being the case. So thanks, tomorrow.
Yeah. That's great.
I
love that you had that.
Yeah. I recorded our... I asked him if I could record our conversation, awesome. Too, so I have a recording of that.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, and maybe... Was that when you were walking back from the...
When I got stuck out in the sun for too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And I had a... I went into the antique shops and got us some Santa Claus Coca-Cola cards so we could play some cards along our journey later. And an antique cheese slicer that I'm on the fence about whether I want to bring. I don't think I should to bring it because we're not going to have cheese that often, but it does feel like it also is like a tool that could be a musical instrument or a we could slice clay with or something. I don't know. It feels like it. I don't know. I probably won't bring it, but
okay.
I might feel inspired. And I might just get strapped to the boat. We'll see. And I met some lovely people too in town. Nina and Laura, I think, who run one of the shops. And then the other folks who run the Big Yellow shop. Yeah, it was a lovely day. And this morning I did a little practice that I have with a colleague in England connect that I do around the full moon to just connecting the waters. In the waters we do this little like duet thing. So that happened this morning, which is nice to like have a moment to reflect on where we've come from in the South River and then think about where we're going out to the sea and how that's connected to the rest of the world and the people all around the world. And all the other species around the world. So, yeah, it was a good day. Happy birthday, Dad.
And we're under the stars. I can't see the moon. It actually was rising right around sunset most days, the past couple of days. So, or like
it always rises around sunset during the full moon. Did you know that fact?
I didn't know that fact at all.
I learned that from my friend Dahlia in Egypt. I was like, what? She taught me that. Not too many years ago, maybe kind of a lot of years ago now, but I remember when I learned that fact from her, and I was like, I didn't believe her, actually. Oh. and then I looked it up, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's true. So whenever it's a full moon,
it's gonna rise.
The sun sets and the moon rises at the same time.
Well, that's a bit of learning for you guys as well.
Yeah.
But you probably already knew that. Maybe
not a lot of people do that. Also, Dahlia says she can on those days on the full moon she can an egg will balance on the tip of the egg because of the way the gravity is functioning. It's all connected to the sunrise and the moon or the sunset and the moonrise. I don't understand.
Next
but
month,
that is true.
Next month, everybody try that with your eggs. See what happens. But I'm grateful for the stars.
Yep.
I'm grateful for my family who's joined. My son, Eden, is asleep right now.
In a kayak. On the water.
On the water. And Arlo is just, like, talking away and paddling away. And James is towing and holding Eden.
And my parents are here, too, and they'll meet us when we take out. It's been a family day.
Yeah, and we have, and my parents came up as well and brought pizza. And Suzanne Thorpe and
joined us.
Katie Young are here somewhere.
Maybe they're ahead of us now. They were behind. Oh. Now they're ahead.
Okay.
Because we stopped to do the Stitz Patch.
Which we will finish right now so that we can...
Keep paddling.
It's been a good day, though.
Keep paddling.
Point positive is mine. All right. Okay. Good night.
Good night.